Okay, ready to dive in. Today, we're tackling corporate sustainability, but hold on, there's a twist. We're doing a deep dive on this company, Coesis.
Interesting one.
Yeah, their website is like our guide, right? And we got to figure out like who they are, what they do, what makes them stand out in this whole sustainability world.
A deep dive indeed, and it's definitely an interesting time for a company like this to pop up. I mean, we're seeing a huge shift in how businesses, especially big pharmaceuticals, are approaching this whole sustainability thing.
Totally. And speaking of pharmaceuticals, the woman behind Toesis, she's got a fascinating past. Over 25 years, she was a top lawyer for a CAC 40 company. You know what that is, right?
Yeah, I do, but for those who don't, think of it like the French version of the S&P 500, top 30 companies, major league stuff. We're talking high stakes, huge decisions, the kind of world where the pressure never lets up.
Intense. Her website even mentions challenges and get this, crisis situations. This woman was in the thick of it. I'm already seeing a connection to sustainability. How about you?
Oh, absolutely. Think about it. Crisis management, it's all about strategy, navigating chaos, getting everyone on the same page under pressure. Those are gold when we're talking about something as massive as, well, global sustainability, right?
It's like she went from, I don't know, fighting legal battles to charting a course for a healthier planet.
Exactly. And it wasn't just like a gut feeling. She went and got the knowledge to back it up. Check out what she studied after leaving that whole corporate law world. It wasn't just dipping a toe in the sustainability pool. She dove right in head
For
first. Oh
real.
yeah, we're talking certificates in sustainable development management, a whole corporate education program focused on business for tomorrow.
Leading for tomorrow, even. Okay, yeah, I see a theme here.
Right. What's fascinating to me is how deliberate this whole shift was. These programs, they gave her this deep understanding of sustainability, from the nuts and bolts of business strategy to those big picture global frameworks, like those UN Sustainable Development Goals you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And this is where it gets really interesting, right? I mean, anyone can talk about sustainability, but she's got this firsthand experience in the corporate world, and not just any corporate world. We're talking pharmaceuticals, high stakes.
Exactly. It's that killer combo of knowing corporate law inside and out, plus this deep dive into sustainability. She's not just preaching, she's lived it from both sides.
And get this, she's not some consultant up in an ivory tower, right? Coesis is hands-on. They run these workshops based on something called the climate fresque. Honestly, kind of sounds ominous, doesn't it?
Yeah, I could see why you'd say that. But it's actually really cool. Picture this. You've got this huge visual thing, right? Like a map. But it's the science behind climate change, all laid out in the way that anyone can grasp, even if they're not, scientists. That's the climate fresque.
Yeah.
It's making something super complex, something that could make your head spin, and making it something anyone can understand, even get involved in.
Okay, that makes way more sense. So it's about giving people the knowledge, like connecting those dots, seeing the whole picture, not just their little piece of it.
Exactly. It goes back to that whole thing about everyone coming together to deal with a crisis, remember?
Yeah.
She talked about it on her site, how emergencies can really make a team stronger. The climate fresque, it kind of taps into that same energy, that feeling of like a shared mission, But this time, it's about tackling climate change head on.
Now that's smart. And speaking of tackling things, they've got a whole section on risk management in the pharmaceutical industry. Makes sense, given her background.
Oh, for sure. And it's huge, right? You know as well as I do the pharmaceutical industry. They're under a microscope constantly.
Yeah.
Regulations everywhere you look, always changing. And now, on top of all that, you've got this increasing demand for sustainability. It's like a perfect storm of challenges for these companies.
No kidding. They've got to worry about where they're getting their materials, making sure it's ethical. Then there's the whole environmental impact. And of course, they've got to make sure their products are safe and effective. That's a lot to juggle.
Absolutely. And that's precisely where Coesis comes in,
Yeah.
right? They're not just preaching from the sidelines. They get it. They understand the pressure cooker of the pharmaceutical world because they've been there. And that means they can tailor solutions, real practical advice, to help these companies navigate the sustainability maze.
And it's not just like general advice, you know, they're really in the thick of it. Even interviewed Karen Linehan for their website.
Hold on, Karen Linehan,
Yeah.
the one who was legal director at Sanofi. Now, that's what I call insider knowledge. We're talking about a major player in the pharmaceutical world. To have someone with her experience weigh in on risk management, especially in this context, speaks volumes about Coesis, really.
Right. It's like they've got this direct line to the people who are dealing with these exact challenges every single day. And it's not just about checking boxes and following the rules, is it? It feels like they're really pushing for proactive risk management, you know, like anticipating problems before they even become problems.
Totally. And that's where I think understanding that bigger picture of sustainability becomes absolutely crucial. It's not just about avoiding lawsuits or financial hits. It's about seeing those shifts coming. Consumer demand, regulations, even things like what could hurt your reputation, all through that sustainability lens.
It's kind of amazing how it all connects, isn't it? From those legal battles to boardroom showdowns to, well, this deep dive into sustainability. They even end their whole website with this quote. It's Leonard Cohen, and it goes, "There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in."
Oh, I love that quote. And it's so true for what Coesis is doing, wouldn't you say? They get it. You know, even in these huge, established systems, there's always room for change, for something new, for letting the light in, just like you said.
Makes you wonder, what was that crack for the founder? What made her go from corporate law to this passion for sustainability after all those years?
That's a good question. Was it one big moment, or maybe this gradual realization? Or maybe she just wanted her work to, I don't know, line up with her values more.
Yeah, who knows? But what a story, right? It really shows you that it's never too late to, like, reinvent yourself. Mm. Take what you've learned, what you're good at, and use it for something you really believe in.
Couldn't agree more. And it's not just about her, right? It reminds us that we all have a part to play in this whole sustainability thing, whether you're running a company or just trying to make better choices in your own life.
So true. Well, there you have it. We dug into the what and the how of Coesis and their approach to all things sustainable. But that why, the founder's driving force, well, that remains a bit of a mystery. Maybe we'll uncover some more clues as we keep exploring their work. Until then, keep those deep dives going.